sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Njani mthakazi omuhle welamukela emthakazweni we studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 1 kumfufu 2019 uChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe edalele eParliamente lamhlanje, lapho amalunga ebandla leMDC athi kawasoze amlalele.
Umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubungane zokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe.
Sokunokudonselana phezu kuZANU-PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu ezakhelwa umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela le ethiwa yi-Blue Roof.
Wabona i-Obed sekezicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi kambe yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuZANU-PF.
Abakade besenza umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa kwemali ngomakhalekhukhwini ama-EcoCash agents ahlaba umkhosi ngokuvalelwa umsebenzi okwenziwe nguhulumende.
Ama-agents amaningi sebethengisa, singathi ngibengesikhiwa, befuela i-black market, bathengisa imali bona basebesithi bafuna, for example, bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo, bebesithi ama-40%, 50% ama-agents.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wakhe obalulekileyo ophatha isimo sesizwe, o State of the Nation Address kumbe sona, edale leParliamente lamhlanje. Kodwa ibandla leMDC lithi amalunga alo awedale leParliamente kasoze awulalele lumbiko ngoba akamnanzi uMnangagwa njengomongameli welizwe leZimbabwe. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Daniel Molekele utshele iStudio 7 izolo ukuthi balako ukuphuma edale leParliamente ekufikeni kukamnumzana kukamongameli Mnangagwa kumbe ukungayi kuleli dale njengalokhu asebeke bakwenza esikhathini esedluleyo. Lokhu kucothozwe ngamanye amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afana lommeli weBulilima West umnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi. Untungamile Nkomo Studio 7 ubuze uPhuthi ukuthi kuyini akukhangeleleyo embikweni kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Umongameli uke wasebenzisa amandla oswazi lwakhe ukumisa amanye ama-accounts, amanye amabhizinisi, kwabangela ukwehla kwamandla okutshintshana kwezimali. So izinto lezi sikhangele ukuthi zibe ngezinye zezinto ezizalunguza ku-address yakhe. Kodwa okunye Nkomo ngikhangelela ukuthi umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubungane zokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe. Uzananzelela ukuthi yikho nje akukhulumileyo njalo emhlanganweni asanda kuvela kuwo e-New York, and ngokumazi kwami uzimisele kakhulu kulokhu, njalo kuzavela khonapho ukuthi sesingathi kumbe siyangathi, ngoba simbone laphana esiba lo mhlangano lokhokhela i-Commonwealth, bavumelana ukuthi uhlelo lwakhona soluphathwa ngesiphangiphangi ukwenzela ukuthi luphuthe masinyane lokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele iyeba ingxenye-ke yalawo mazwe. Ngesikhathi esifanayo kubuke kwaba lesithunywa se-United Nations esibuye lapha-ke sizokhangela kwezelungelo loluntu. Ngakho-ke kutshengisa ukuthi izinto ze-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubuhlobo labanye abantu kanye lokuba yingxenye yamazwe omhlaba nje in general.
Okhulume ngodaba lwesikhonzi se-United Nations esabuye ukuzophenya ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu, ngempela impumela yaso yathi hayi amalungelo ayephulwa nguhulumende.
Into ehluphayo baba Nkomo ukuthi nxa ulegazi lomvundla vele uhlala ugijimiswa nje uxotshaniswa. Angibona ukuthi into abayikhuluma ngeZimbabwe yinto abangayikhuluma ngeSaudi Arabia. Ilizwe leSaudi Arabia lilomuntu owabulawa ku-embassy yabo kwelinye ilizwe. Wakhomba ukuthi yinto embi ebiqoqiwe, kodwa ke lanamhlanje kuthulwe ngayo sokungathi akwenzakala ngalutho. EZimbabwe akulanto enjalo yake yayenzakala ukuthi kuthiwe umuntu ubulawa nje mahlayana just like that. Kodwa ke bebekhangela izinto ezincane ezingatsho lutho, ezinye ezokuzibumbela, ezinye ezokwehlukana kwethu ngembono okwenza abanye bethu bagcine sebefisa kakhulu ukuthi aluba izijeziso ziyetheswa kuZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe ihlale iphathwa kubi. Ukuthi kulokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe, lokho angivumelani lakho, ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuzimisela kukahulumende kababa uNangagwa ukuthi aqinise indlela abantu abakhululeka ngayo ekuphileni ekusebenzeni kwabo, kodwa besesaba ukwephula umthetho oyabe umunyethwe i-constitution, isisekelo sombuso. U-president iDim Nangagwa ligqwetha is a lawyer. Indlela ahlonipha ngayo i-constitution injabulisa kakhulu, ngoba andubana izinto zithiwe yilezi kuyaqala azikhangele ngomthetho, kumbe kuyaqala kubunjwe umthetho othile ozasekela ulutho oluthile.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi, ummeli weBulilima West edalele ePhalamende njalo elilunga lebandla leZANU PF. Ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Sokulokudonselana kuZANU PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu elazakhela umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela iBlue Roof lapho okuhlala khona imuli yakhe, kunye lenye eseBorodel okuhlala khona inkosazana yakhe uBona. Ingcwethi zombusazwe ezinye zithi kuzavela njalo amaqhuku ebandla leZANU PF ayesazakala ngokuthi yiLacoste elalisekela uMongameli Mnangagwa leG40 eyayisekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Lanxa umsakazo weZBC ubike izolo ukuthi uMabhalane obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo zeZANU PF, umnumzana Obert Mpofu ubethe ibandla lakhe lizathatha iBlue Roof liphendule ibe yindlu egcina imbali kumbe i-museum. Ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luphangelwa kulandula lokhu. Umnumzana Mpofu ubikwa ubesithi njalo balakho kuyithatha lindlu bayisebenzise ngendlela ezalethela iZANU PF imali. Kodwa ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luyilandulile limbiko lusithi indlu le yona ebisebizweni leZANU PF izaphiwa imuli kaMgabe njengokuthembisa kukamongameli Mnangagwa. Umpofu yena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebelungiselela lolu daba. Kambe kuyini kahle kahle okwenzakalayo lapha? UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungela izombusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Lokhu sokusibonisa mhlophe ukuthi indaba ye-factionalism ayipheli kuZANU PF, and ukhanya ngokufa kwaMgabe isazokuba wesike manje kathesi nxa siyikhangela kuhle. Kuhle kukubonisa ukuthi kulabanye abasesayidini liphi, abanye abasesayidini liphi. So nxa kukhulunywa kanje wabona ukuthi o-Obert sethe zicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi kambe yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuZANU PF akulanto emangalisayo, basalwisa ukuthi kambe imvutho ezisele kuMgabe ngubani ozidobhayo, ngubani ongazaziswela.
Yena ubaba Obert Mpofu uthi hayi sokulungisisiwe lokho, kungaba ukuthi kumbe ubebambe inhlwa ngekhanda yini engakavumelani labanye bakhe.
Uvele usezifake enkingeni ndinkinga inkulu kakhulu, asazi ukuthi uzayiqeda ithini indaba yakhe yena le, ngoba ingxenye yinto ekathi ivele ikhona kuplan yena asephangisa ukuyikhuluma. Asazi ukuthi usezayiphatha ithini, ngoba uMnangagwa siyakwazi ukuthi kafuni kuhanjelwa phambili vele indlela aphatha ngayo. So ingxenye lokuyinto yathi very khona into engekho ekuma factionalism obhethi sezikhulumela okwakho kuyali so uvela usethenkingeni ngoba nxa sokuphuma istatement sokuthi hayi umnangakho yena uthi nguye yedwa owazi ukuthi uzakwenza already sokuexpose ebhethi bof ukuthi ukuthi uzaba le nkinga enkulu ngendaba yonke leyo.
Khona ngempela sizabona bemupha lindlu yini umfelokazi kaMgabe kumbe bazayihluthuna nje kungabi indaba zalutho.
Mina vele angimboni ehlala ngombono wami. Lona ilizwe lelambone lihlala uGrace uyaphuma uyahamba. Ngithi ulazi izindlu eSingapore. Ulazi izindlu zilanoma engasoza iqume eSouth Africa iyahambisa abafana bakhe eSouth Africa. Ingxenye ongasala ngulo untombazane oyenzile. But uGrace angimboni ehlala lapha eZimbabwe. And uGrace I think ngendlela azombe ngayo le ndlela akwazi ukuthi uzaphathwa ngayo kuseyaphambili. Angiboni ukuthi usathe le ndaba la indaba yeBlue Roof. Yena uzahambe ezidlela imali yakhe ayithole emalini kaMgabe ezihlalela lapha azakwehlala khona.
Kambe balakho ukumhlukuluza yini ngakhetha ukuzihlalela?
Lokho kusemgceke kumgcebo uzahlukuluzwa ngoba kwamanje sikhuluma ngokuthi umpresident okhona into le imzondisile ende sikhuluma ngomuntu ozondile so unangagwa okwamaqini uzafika ubuyisela kakhulu endabeni nina le.
Hello ke ngumnumzana bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo ingcwethi yecubungula izombusazo bekhuluma icingweni loNtungamile Nkomo weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Umqondisi wenkampani kamakhale kukhwini ye-Econet, umnumzana Strive Masiwa, uthi udubo lwabantu abangezelela isisindo semali abayithengisa ngengcingo ezisebenzisa i-Econet asebevalelwe ama-akhawunti nguhulumende ayisiwo mlandu wabo. UMasiwa uthi uhulumende nguye omele alungisise udaba lokusilela kwemali hathi ukuhlasela i-Econet ngoba yona iphonguba isithunywa nje kuphela. Lokhu kwenzakala inani lasebevalelwe omakhalekhukhwini bephatheke kubhizimusi lokuthumeza imali phansi kwenkampani ye-Econet olwe iCocash libikwa liqansa kakhulu ikakhulu ngempela viki osekubangele ukuthi isindo semali sehle kakhulu. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abakulumsebenzi wokuba ngama EcoCash agents bahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngokuphazamiseka ngomsebenzi wabo. Umnumzana Thulani Mabutho wasemzini wemfakose ngomunye wabakulumsebenzi. Yena ke uthi lanxa leli kulinyathelo elilungileyo elithethweyo uhulumende kodwa ukhanya ekwenza ngokungahlelekanga.
Uhulumende ngabe kwenze ngoba ama agents amaningi sibethengisa singathi ngibe ngesikhiwa befuela iblack market bathengisa imali. Bona basibe sithi bafuna, for example, bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo, bebesithi ama-40%, 50% ama-agents. Yes, uhulumende engabe e-right ukuthi akubhane.
Usola leli nyathelo uMabutho athi lizophazamisa abanengi, bona abamsulwa ngoba sebeyiswela leyo mali akade beyithola ngendlela zokuya kuma EcoCash agents la okubalisa eyokugada amabhasi lokunye. Umnumzana Collins Ncube wasemzini weGreystone Park ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alungisise isisusa salolu daba kuqala.
Umbono kwami mbona ingani nxa kubhanwa ukufrozwa kwama EcoCash merchants, it's about the exchange rate. Ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele enze imizamo ebambekayo ngoba ama inconsistencies maningi kakhulu.
Uncube uthi lokhu kwenza kwahulumende kungayisiyo ndlela engasebenzela ilizwe lona elidinga abazotshala imali.
What picture does it give kulaba abangaphandle kwelizwe esingathi ngama investors abangafuna ukusisiza? Ma kuyukuthi here and there kuyafrizwa lokhu ufrizwe lokho aku-unfrizwe akusincedisi kakhulu njengelizwe. Nxa kuyukuthi sifuna ukudila le ndaba yama-exchange rates, let's deal with it holistically, singaphonge ukuthatha nje okuyisinqumo ukuthi kungafriza lokhu sikhanyelela ukuthi kuzatshintsha lokhu lalokhana, kodwa akutshintshi imbangela lesimo sezomnotho welizwe elizwe kwele Zimbabwe.
Enye ingcwethi kwezomnotho unkosikazi Matilda Gondo uthi abe Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe kabalukhangelisise lolu daba.
It's justified because now these are traders, the agents we're taking
at. Ngenye indlela singathi lilungile lelo nyathelo elithethweyo ngoba laba bantu bese besebenzisa leli thuba lokungami kuhle kwezinto elizweni behlukumeza uZulu ngalokho. Bekuza kuba yinto elunge kakhulu ngabe kuthiwa abe RBZ badinga ezinye indlela zokutholisa abamabhanga leyo mali edingwa nguZulu ukuze uZulu anelise ukuyathatha imali yakhe kungekho nkinga kube yiyo abayisebenzisayo endaweni yokuthi bayayidinga kule imikambo yangasese.
Ugondo uthi leli nyathelo lizophazamisa kakhulu labo abangelawo ama-bank accounts bona akade sebethembele kundlela ye-EcoCash ukuthola imali ezisetshenziswa nsuku zonke. Ezinye zalezi ncingo ezivaliweyo zibikwa bezilamadola angaba zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili amadola akwele Zimbabwe osekusolisa ukuthi kambe lokhu kungasi kuganga kwabantu asebesebenzisa lindlela ngendlela engayisiyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare, ngingumevis Gama.
Okwamanje ke kesikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-The Herald lithi uZulu usezavunyelwa njalo ukuthenga ithengisa amabele obesekulicala. Umphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Parents Shiri uthi abalemali balakho ukuthenga umumbu phandle kwelizwe kumbe elizweni kodwa kuzamele babe lamalayisensi okwenza lokhu. Iphephandaba le-Newsday lithi usomlomo wedale lephalamende uphakathi kwemizamo yokuletha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ndawonye lomkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi bakhulumisane. Leli phephandaba lithi kulezikhonzi ezibonakala zisiya ehofisini kaMnangagwa ziphinde zibonakale njalo zisiya ehofisini kaChamisa. Okwamanje ke sengilithiya ezandleni zenu balaleli bethu lisiphake imbono yenu elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Linjani mthakazi, linjani ngapho? Ngiyalibingelela kakhulu ngo-counterstander lapha eBotswana. Ngikhulume ngalolu daba olukhulunywa lapho kuthiwa yi-prevention yabobaba, ukuzivikela kwabobaba. Ngithi hey, lina bantu engayiqali leyo ndaba leyo lizasibulalisa uNkulunkulu. Ngiyazi abantu babamba-bamba endabeni zikaNkulunkulu, lizathinta izinto ezingathintwayo. Uvi kakhulu lokho elifuna ukukwenza, njalo lizazondisa uNkulunkulu sibili. Ngicela ukulebalela enye incwadi lapha lanxa nje omunye yakwazi abantu bazakuthi i-Old Testament kodwa ngomlomo kaNkulunkulu uthi khona uDeuteronomy 23:1, no man has been castrated or whose penis has been cut off may be included among the Lord's people. Yeyi, sinasifuna ukungena ezulwini madoda. So lingavela sibangela inkinga lapha. Leyo indaba embi yenzima kakhulu, njalo iqiniso yilolelo ukuthi uyachada lo muntu uhlale laye 2-3 years libe labantwana ababili kusasa sekuyala. Funa futhi labantwana labana mhlawumbe babhubhe. Kwakwaniseka ukuthi uma unabantwana ababili abathathu bahle batshone bonke 1 day ngengozi yemoto loba nje inyinto. Susala nje ungela next. And kabayikhulume ukuthi at least kusukisela eminyakeni abantu abale minyaka ethize. Mhlawumbe le 20 something years kumbe 35 so over khonapho. Susithi wena uthula abantwana ababili hayi suright. Ungakwazi abantwana labo bazokuphilela loba kanjani. Lingayiqali lefto. Lapho lezi selibamba ezinye izinto ezingalunganga nje. Yazundisa uNkulunkulu, hayi hayi, buyelana emuva ngaleyo ndaba leyo. Leyo yiwo kuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-castration, ukuthena abantu mpela. No, 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 no.
Kunjani kwisitudio 7? Mina ngithi njengoba umgabi esiyale unomphela ukuthi ayingcwatshwa emangcwabeni yi-Rosebank, kuri isikhathi kwemanzi ukuthi kwangikhona amathambo wabanye abantu wabathatha wayababeka i-heroic ayigudla ayibekwa kahle ngoba kuthi ukuthi kukhulu abakwenzayo ngabo.
Kubalaleli be-Studio 7 ngiyabulisa uNcube eFilaphosi. Ngiyamangala ubaba ukhuluma ugabe wesaba kangaka ukuthi uzocuywa uzosetshenziswa kanti nalabo abantu abangaka ababulalayo akabacuyanga yini wayebabulala kanti wayebulala abantu naye ube ligwala lendoda nawe sesakhela ngey'nsimbi sesenzela sefaka namakhonkrithi. Hheyi hayi khehlaleli ihluphile eZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga baba uNcube eFilaphosi.
Sabonani ku-Studio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikamgabo okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi womzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayisaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Okhulumayo ngoKizon Betsy, umlandeli omkhulu weBosso, sizibuhlungu ngokushona kukaChief. Chief wadlala mpela isikhathi iBosso lona. Wahlula nyama. Team yezolonke, team. Sithikalalo ngokuthula.
Sabonani ku-Studio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikamgabo okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi womzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayisaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Bakithi, siyacela ukubana imilayezo leyo ingedluli i-2 minutes. Siyabonga. Kwezemidlalo, bayakhala abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu ngokubhubha kuka-Charles Chief Chilufya, owake wadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders. URaman Gumbo wayengumqeqetshi weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi uChilufya edlalela leli qembu. Uthi umuyi wayelijaha elalihlonipha. UBlessing Gumiso omunye njalo owake wadlalela i-Highlanders ndawonye lomuyi uxoxe loGibbs Dube Studio 7 ngokubhubha kukaChilufya.
Singathi umfowethu ehamba kahle uthawu Chilufya Chief. Wayeumuntu oright olungileyo. UChilufya wayethanda ukuhleka and ukukhuluma ama-stories ahlekisayo. And isikhathi esiningi after training or before training uChawu Chilufya wayejwayele ukuthi asithandazeni madoda. So ngizomkhumbula vele into eziningi azenza kimi and kumasokane sami.
Siyabona ukuthi wena nguwe phela owabathwalisa nzima nxa sokubuya istamina ama-opponents. Yena nguye owayesikelela ibhola lisenza njalo. Lalidlala njani kwampana ku-midfield lonke?
URaman Gumbo umkhokheli wethu wayesinika imisebenzi eshiyeneyo. Umsebenzi wami kuBosso usually was to ukusupply amabhola, ukuwina amabhola, and I used to bully ama-opponents around so that I can win balls. Ngiphathele uThawu Chilufya uRichard Mthokoma Bosso. I-strength yawo was to dribble and run with the ball, and my strength was to ukuwina amabhola umidfield and catching them around.
Kwakusebenzeka sibili, eh?
Kakhulu. Sasele combination. That's why wabona siyawina 4 ama-championships because I think we were too powerful. Sasiwelelana in and off the field. Isikhathi esiningi sasithina ibhola especially eBF kumbe kuphi every Monday sasihlangana sikhulume njengamajida then sizame ukukorrectana for the past and the coming game. So like a big family.
Ye ngiyakhumbula silalelana kakhulu, hlale phansi lixoxe linate lonke. Kodwa owakuthandwa nguChilufya kakhulu nxa sokubuya ekudleni lapha wayejala ukudlana nxa lonke
wayethanda ukuwosa. So every time even ngathi hamba emagemini wayejari ukubuza ukuthi madoda asihambe siyowosa sithi hayi isikhathi sokuwosa sizowosa after game not before game. So ukuwosa uchangisulisa favorite ukuza yami
wayethandela abantu kakhulu lalijari ukwenzani labo chilufu yakomba
lalijari ukukhuluma sodwa njengama-players even without uRaman Khombosa asijari ukuhlangana ubiya uwazi our captain asitshele madoda what you need to do is kumele siwe close to ama supporters because whatever we are going to do into ezinini the power of islanders is going to come from ama supporters. So we trying to make a joint venture with ama supporters and kwakusebenza isikhathi sethu kwakusebenza kakhulu.
Lo ke nguBlessing Gumiso oyedlalela iqembu leHighlanders ubekhuluma ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg. Ngesizwe abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bexoxa loGibbs Dube kuhlelo lwethu lweFacebook.
So ke wothi ke ndithathe ubango secingweni khona manje wothi ke sizwini lobani foit kunjani?
Khuluma lo Sasa Chuma.
Ye Chuma, sizwile ukuthi umfana kasekho lapho ngathi ngakho.
Ah, selisizi kakhulu lathi sizwe sibe lokudabuka phakathi kwezenhliziyo ngoba hayi umuntu wasibambe iqembu lethu okuzwayo sizwe ukuthi angasekho. Hayi selisizi kakhulu.
Yes, ngathi wena umkhumbula ngani
isikhathini sabo laphana amadoda lana akasibambela ithimu sibe lokuzwayo ngenkezo sazizizayo phezu kwakho undoda lo. Ye hayi sizwe lokudabuka sizwe lokudana phakathina kwezinhliziyo zethu.
Ye amazwi akho ke ungathini nxa ungamvalelisa
indoda le ilale ngokuthula ngoba vele ngishele ukuthi ngingathini ngoba inhliziyo zethu i-black and white kade ibambile amadoda lana okuzwayo ngoba ibalokuzeni i-team yethu laphana ibiyi-team isibile ezwayo ngomadodana lana kodwa ngabe siyenyuka kangaka kuba lokudala okukhulu kakhulu kazi
ngizokuke kuthiwa silo mama-ke usithokozile lapha ecingweni uMfuyane. Mafuyane kunjani?
Ngikhona unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ye, ungathini wena namhlanje?
Hayi, ngomdlali ngikhuluma kakhulu kancane ngike ngitsho kakhulu ngoba ezomdlalo angizithandi kangako. But ngizwelana le ukuthi ngoba nxa kulikhawe lethu elihambileyo. Sizwelana le family, sizwelana nabadlali.
Sithatha ubaba-ke umoya ecingweni.
Eyi, silusizi mani. Heyi, le ndoda idlalile ngensuku zayo laphana kuHighlanders laphana besimthakazelela kakhulu kodwa-ke sithi dude emdenini kunye laku lasethimini sonke siyakhala siyibhoso family ngoba vele uma udlalela ibhoso soyingxenye yempilo yethu wedwa ubuya kuphi nendawo kodwa uyahlala usenhliziyweni zethu.
Umkhumbula ngani uChilivia?
Ngiyakhumbula ukudlala kwakhe labo Masawu ukuthi hayi babelifikise impilo emagumeni lapha kube hayi kube luthuli.
Umvaleliseke ngamafitshane.
Hayi, alilale kahle ngokuthula iqhawe lakithi le boss of family laphana siyabonga.
Labo ke ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abakhulume ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Ndebele.
Everything you know it. King already, already you know it. My body's all got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling bling body. Calling all the shots, ring ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live a king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Pop everything, everything you know it. King already, already you know it. Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already.
No, no, no. Hayi isikhathi yiso esingasavumi balaleli singakahlukani ngesikhangele inhloko zendaba. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe iState of the Nation Address lamhlanje edalela eParliamente kodwa amalunga eMDC athi kawasoze amlalele. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo sikhathi sinye kusasa. Kumbe lingasithinta njalo ntambama lamhlanje ngo 7:30.